why have you come here, human?
Do not stay quiet.
Likely sorry. You accept me to believe that the first human to step upon the secret land in 300 years was accident?
You do not need to know where I am in this room. Just know that while you cannot see, I can see everything.
I gave you a chance to run, yet you still could. Now you have two options. Tell the truth, and I will give you a fair punishment. Or lie, and I will assume the worst.
You still insist on the same story?
Perhaps you do not understand what I'm capable of.
Pay no mind to the floating flame. If you cooperate, it will serve you no purpose other than to illuminate the room.
Now come here.
Good. Now stand still.
You want to know what I'm doing?
All right. I'm checking your physique to get a general idea of what you can do for your kind.
Every time I move my hands over your sides, you shiver as if the air was cold. What has happened to your kind in the past few centuries for the men to go from hardened caretakers of their kind to people who can be bested by touch alone? Whatever the answer is, I'm fascinated.
Your build does not match that of a warrior, nor does it have that kind of slim feel of a thief. You're also drenched in sweat, and your legs are covered in small cuts. Your story seems accurate, though, but that does not mean I am done with you.
You're the first human I've seen in so long. I have no intention of letting you slip away.
Come, sit with me. What is the matter, human? I have no intention of harming you, as your story seems true.
You will learn to obey me, but until then, I have ways to make you listen.
Back then, I thought that humans were fragile. It's a common thought among yokai, especially those who have interacted with humans on the daily.
We could fight each other, but not my frail cousins. Can your kind even fight anymore?
You look like you would die at the sight of war.
I suppose that's not the worst curse.
Such soft skin. Only royalty had skin like this back then.
But you're not royalty. I would be able to smell it.
And besides, the most royalty who came here only came so their people did not think their kings placed themselves above legends.
I always liked the common servant more than the mighty heroes.
I loved the way they looked when you called their names at unusual times. The look of fear, of submission. But I was not cruel. If anything, I enjoyed the looks of relief in their eyes when they realized I was only joking around and they were not in any trouble.
Of course, no one fought like that back then. I would still humor any adventurer who came by, but most of them did not see me as a yokai, rather a shrine maiden that could be wooed by their strength.
Darling, they did not know strength. Strength is caused by someone to submit without breaking a sweat.
Having 9 tails is like having 9 additional
limbs.
I would play their game, acting like an innocent maiden, then lure them into this building, my home. I enjoyed breaking them down, forcing them to submit. But I would not always let men go. You see, while I can eat food from this realm to survive, I need something else to grow and thrive.
Judging by the sudden tensing in your body, I think you know what type of food I'm referring to.
No, silly. I don't eat flesh. That's far too barbaric and messy. I devour souls.
Don't worry, dear. I only ate the souls of those who deserved it. Poachers, ruthless barbarians, rapists, murderers. If we were good boys, they would be just fine. And even if they weren't, it wasn't like they knew what would happen. It doesn't hurt. They just fall asleep and wake up to be judged by whatever God takes them. I would never harm an innocent person. Surely you can understand that some people need to be punished.
I promise that I won't eat your soul, darling. Honestly, I'm going to do something that's close to the opposite. You see, no one comes here. No one knows that this place exists anymore. I'm not going to end your life. I'm going to expand it. You will get to live with me forever.
How? Well, we aren't in your world anymore. I might have power in your world, but I deserve in this world, the spirit realm. When you walked through that door, you crossed over. You look confused. Well, this is why I had such a large following. Since time can move, I wish to hear people would often come see me. They could spend any amount of time in here, and only a few minutes would pass in your world. To those who watched it, it would seem like someone entered with a problem and left relaxed. Your kind always has issues in your heads. You practically work yourself to death, and you don't even realize it. I simply gave them a place to rest. I loved both parts of my life. I loved to help people, and of course, I loved seeing strong warriors submit. But the gods of your world saw my kind as problematic. They felt that people like me distracted their people from their gods. Over time, less and less people came. The last time anyone came was 300 years ago. And they hated me. They casted me aside like garbage and destroyed the shrine, destroyed history. I could not bear to harm them, so simply scared them off. I messed up. That's why there are yokai around your village. That's where you chased to my shrine. I didn't believe you because I was angry. What was centuries for you was mere days for me. Days that I spent in meditation in the spirit world. When I saw you, I thought you were a thief trying to take relics. Relics that were once given to people who cared for me. I really did care for these people. I might think your kind inferior to my kind, But that's not mean I hated them. I felt the urge to protect and care for them. Hell, I did more than their gods did. That's why I won't let you leave. Why would you want me to go back to a world that's run by someone who would let you get eaten alive by yokai? Of course, I would have helped you. Even if not innocent, if we're not innocent in my eyes, I feel that there are more peaceful ways to be punished than being ripped apart. We know better than to step upon my sacred ground. If one of them had tried to follow you after you fell, I would have killed them. But enough of that. Let's just keep the past in the past. Just melt to my touch. That's it. You want to be mine. No, don't speak. Just nod your head. Good boy. I've had only one tail around you this whole time. Let's change that. Nothing is soft as my tails. Here, I don't have to waste energy just to exist. Here, I can be myself. Out in your world, it takes a lot out of me to show myself because I'm not from there. This is my home and now it's your home. Can feel like this forever. Isn't that nice, darling? I knew you would agree. Don't try to hold any sounds back. Many have tried, but only a few made it past the first kiss. Just give it in. How did that feel? You're so cute. Trying to form words. That's what I preferred you to answer me by nodding. Do you want another one? I thought so. If I weren't the one kissing you, I would think you were in the middle of sex. There's no need to be embarrassed. I think it's adorable, but it does make me want to see just how loud you can be. I told you, having 9 tails is like having 9 limbs. Now, let's see if your kind has changed down here in the last few hundred years. Anna, Anna, let's see how it likes my tails. I've got you. I've got you. Just melt for me. It will feel so much better if you don't squirm, I promise. There you go. That's it. Oh, you came already. Don't worry, darling. I never expected you to last long. My tail. Oh, you're so sweet. But don't worry, I'll just absorb your cum into it. That's just another way I can gain energy. Delicious. Energy from good boys like you tastes best. There is, however, a more direct way to do this. Comfy? Having you wrapped around in my tails is one thing, but towering over you like this is another. I have your arms pinned and I'm straddling you. You're trapped, helpless, adorable. Ugh, but I seem to be forgetting something. There, my clothes are gone. You're so cute. You don't know how to react. You're practically halfway to another orgasm just from seeing my naked body. It's the most perfect body you've ever seen, isn't it? Soft skin, not a single scratch or mark on my body. You don't know what to look at first. My perfect tits, my hard stomach, my dripping cunt. Darling, the most I've given anyone is my tails. I've made sure to save some myself for the one I would keep here. While your kind and those who are like me in your world can do this without consequence, the only way I can keep you forever is by doing this here. Out your world, if I did this, I would be bound there to you. I don't mind being bound to you. I want to be bound to you. But out there, I would be forced to watch you age, to wither and die. Here, I can keep you forever. I hope they have enough of you minds left to understand me. I know it's sudden for your people, but for my kind, it's second nature. Once I saw it from my anger, I knew that you were made for me. Your soul was made for me. The stars saw this moment, the moment we became one forever. That was quite a moment you let out, dear. Don't worry about coming. I know it's like having sex with a goddess. I removed your refractory period. But don't worry, I'll keep you from overdoing it. So just lie back and keep coming inside of me. Good boy. I want to completely dominate you. In order to make you feel true pleasure, I have to completely break down your will and rebuild it. Do you want me to do that, darling? Moan for me. Good boy. Good boy. It must feel like no one calls that orgasm now. I suppose I can let go of your arms now. Ara, your first response to that sudden freedom was to wrap your arms around me? So cute. Just cling to me as I milk you. Free my hands, gently stroking your hair as you whimper into my chest. Good boy. It must feel so intense. Let me go faster, dear. You're spasming and letting so much inside of me. I'm going to go. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. You let out so much. Oh, you look so tired. Let me wrap my tails around us. You can rest for as long as you want, dear. I love you, darling.